Take a deep inhale, and then a deep exhale. Roll the forehead on the floor a little bit in this child's pose, just to recognize that the floor is still indeed underneath you. Start sensing that the breath has a pattern, maybe equal inhale and equal exhale. The duration is unique to you. And allow this breath to bring you forth onto hands and knees. Slowly moving between your inhale and your exhale, and then cat-cow. Find that rhythm, find a harmony between the movement and the breath. Notice if there is a disharmony. How would you act to bring it into a harmonious motion? Take one more deep inhale, and then as you exhale, press back to downward facing dog. Noticing the motion within the stillness, and then the stillness within the motion. Inhale the right leg up. Rotate the hip open, bend the upper knee. Inhale, straighten the leg, and knee to nose, exhale. Inhale, extend the leg.
Right knee, right elbow.
Inhale, extend the leg. Right knee, left elbow.
Inhale, extend the leg, and then step the right foot.
Between your hands, come to a runner's lunge. Draw the chest forward on an inhale, and then straighten the front knee to your ability as you exhale. Inhale, shift forward, straighten and back. Inhale, shift forward, straighten and back. Inhale, shift forward, release the left knee down, reach your arms up. And you're going to take the arms down, one hand on the hip, the other on the knee. And as you're upright, rotate a little bit over towards the right side. So right hand on right hip, left hand on right knee. And try to find that rotation in the core as you're gripping with your legs to keep you nice and steady. Right, that's a sort of harmony as well, things in balance. You can only rotate as much as you're rooted. And then use the legs in the core to inhale the arms back to center. Exhale to plank pose.
Inhale,
shift forward. Lower all the way down.
Low cobra, inhale. Back to the floor, exhale. Inhale, low cobra. Exhale, back to the floor. Inhale, low cobra. Exhale, back to the floor. Tuck the toes under. Inhale to plank pose. Exhale, downward facing dog. Ha. Just keep studying the ways of the breath. The other day, for reasons we can probably all guess, I just realized how much we might be living in that science fiction book, the Fahrenheit 451. Did I get that right? Thank you. Right? Where all that matters is entertainment, there are no more books ever, and people are locked into their little tiny condos with video screens and TV monitors everywhere, perpetually entertaining themselves into stupidification. Yeah, that sounds pretty accurate, right? But then the book ends with this wonderful hope where a group of people went and decided to run away and start a library again, right? So there's always, if there is a will, there is an action, there is a way through. And then that just kind of inspired me to find harmony. So inhale the left leg up. I'll get there, by the way. Just gotta move you as well. Bend the upper knee, open up the hip. Inhale, straighten the leg. And knee to nose. Inhale, extend the leg. Left knee, left elbow. Inhale, extend the leg. Left knee, right elbow. Inhale, extend the leg. And then step the left foot through. Release the right knee down. Inhale, reach up. Lengthen. And I know I'm going to do it reverse. Tuck the tailbone, elongate. And then let's rotate right elbow, left knee, left hand on the left hip. Stay upright and find that balance. Find that balance that comes from that inner wisdom, inner observation. Right? And come back to center. Inhale the arms up. Tuck the back toes under and then come back to that runner's lunge so we can do that hamstring stretch that I so meanly forgotten about. So take a breath here and then straighten the front knee as you can. Exhale. Inhale, shift forward. And straighten them back. Inhale, shift forward. And straighten them back. Inhale, shift forward, set your hands and step back to plank pose. Fire up the legs, lift out of the shoulders, shift forward, slowly lower all the way down. Press the top of the feet down, low cobra, inhale. Lower back down. Inhale, low cobra. Exhale, lower back down. Inhale, low cobra. Exhale, lower back down and tuck the toes under. Inhale to plank pose. Exhale to downward facing dog. Walk your feet towards the top of the mat. You can have the feet hip distance apart. Interlace the fingers behind the low back. Rinse out the shoulders. Maybe you rinse out the face as well. Just rooting down. So I believe harmony is contagious. And just like this, harmony is contagious as well. And one way that humans create harmony or disharmony is with words. And the Buddha knew that, and the old ways of the Vedas and every wisdom tradition since antiquity, pretty much. Knowing courtesy and full sentences and waiting to finish and just respect disappears. It's kind of like being on a freeway and someone cuts you off and then you give them the free finger and then they give you the finger and no, it just happens on a global scale. Slowly release the arms, walk the feet to touch. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise.
And then hands to heart.
So as we practice, see if you can keep your mind on your own inner dialogue inside your head. Are you courteous? Are you patient? Are you loving? With yourself, because that's the root of it all. Finding harmony. Inhale.
Forward, exhale.
Halfway lift to flat spine. Walk back to plank pose. Fire up the legs. And of course, the only way I can teach you about harmony is if I make your life really hard, right? Because it's really easy to be harmonious when we're not challenged. That's easy, right? Try to be in love when your husband is being funny, right? That's more challenging. Okay. So, but you do only as much as you can. And if it gets a little complicated, and I might mess up too, but then it's all okay. We're just this beautiful universe of all okay. Shift forward, chaturanga, or lower all the way down. Cobra or upward dog. And downward facing dog. Step or steps to the top of the mat.
Halfway lift, inhale.
Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up. And hands to heart. Inhale, reach up. Bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Chaturanga. Exhale, upward dog, inhale, downward dog, exhale. Lift your heels, bend the knees, step or float to the top. Halfway lift, forward fold. Inhale, rise and reach, and hands to heart. Inhale, reach up. Bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Chaturanga, exhale. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Okay. If you're new to Spira or had a hard day and eventually it's harder to keep with the class, that's okay. Things can look kind of chaotic on the outside and still have harmony on the inside. That's your average Italian family at dinner, right? So that's okay as long as you keep your inner love and inner peace. Step or float to the top of the mat. Halfway lift. Forward fold. Inhale, rise. And hands to heart. Chair pose. Sit a little lower, but relax your jaw more. Now sit a little lower, but relax your shoulders more. How about sitting a little lower, just because it's fun? And then take one more breath. And bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Chaturanga, exhale. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Inhale, right leg up. Knee to nose. Inhale, the right leg up. Right knee, right elbow. Inhale, the right leg up. Right knee, left elbow. Inhale, the right leg up. Warrior one, root to rise. See if you can harmonize the breath to reach. And chaturanga, exhale, back down. Don't worry if you're figuring it out. We've all been beginners. Upward dog and downward dog. Inhale, left leg up. Knee to nose. Inhale, the leg up. Left knee, left elbow. Inhale, the leg up. Left knee, right elbow. Inhale, the leg up. Step the foot through warrior one. So you root and then rise. Reach the arms. Exhale, chaturanga. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Coming back to subtle breath, powerful legs. And just a peaceful mind. Step or float to the top of the mat. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up. And hands to heart. Chair pose. And Pawnee is very peaceful. He just, only way he can express himself is by barking. Right? Sit a little lower. Take one more breath. And bow forward, halfway lift, and chaturanga. Upward dog, and downward dog. Right leg up, inhale, knee to nose. Inhale, the right leg up, right knee, right elbow. Inhale, the right leg up, right knee, left elbow. Inhale, the leg up, warrior one. And warrior two. Reverse the warrior, inhale. And chaturanga. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Inhale, left leg up, knee to nose. Inhale, the leg up, left knee, left elbow. Inhale, the leg up, left knee, right elbow. Inhale, the leg up, step it through warrior one. Inhale, rise up, and warrior two. Reverse the warrior, inhale, and chaturanga. Upward dog, inhale, and downward dog, exhale. Ha. You know, sometimes we're not peaceful, and as long as we recognize that, that's okay too. Earlier the week when I first taught this class on harmony, I was actually so upset I almost cried during teaching. Right. But that's okay. You just kind of recognize it, let it be, and then go with it. All right. Step or float to the top. Halfway lift. Forward fold. Inhale, rise. And hands to heart. So try to zip up the legs, ankles, knees, thighs together. Come to chair pose. And then press to your tippy-tippy toes. So the heels come up. And some of you already know drinking bird, where you bow forward and the arms go back like a wing and you stay on your tippy toes in chair pose. There's nothing particularly comfortable about it, but you do it anyway. See if you can learn where your center is. And then do that 3 times. So you sweep back, bow, inhale, come up. And the whole thing might be a really chaotic, really wiggly, very unbalanced thing. But just keep studying what causes you to maybe anchor down a little bit more. And then the third time you come up, just stay up, bend the knees a little more, sit a little deeper down, and then very slowly anchor down the heels. Take a deep inhale and bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale, and chaturanga, exhale. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Extend the right leg up, inhale. Feel that leg alive, part of the body. Knee to nose, lift out of the shoulders, round the spine. Inhale, extend the leg, and knee to nose. Inhale, extend the leg. And knee to nose, now hold it here. See if you can press your hips a little higher just by engaging the left thigh and pressing higher up via the legs and the arms. And then step the right foot between your hands, come up to crescent lunge. Crescent lunge. So make sure there is solidity. If you need to break the pose down and just come into it, you can. Right, and this part will be a little tricky, but I got faith. We'll figure it out, right? So inhale here. On the exhale, bring hands to heart and then continue to twist left elbow, right knee. Open up the arms, but let the left hand be on the inside. And then you're gonna root that left hand down right away. Do a quarter pivot into our IT bend stretch facing the hallway. So that would be the right if you're listening. And then inhale, lift up and out, doing that nice arcing, and exhale. Sweep back. Inhale, lift up and out. And exhale, sweep back. Inhale, lift up and out. Exhale, sweep back. On the next inhale, come back to runner's lunge. Find anchor down through the legs. And the next inhale, come back, crescent lunge. And then as the exhale comes, you right away come to prayer, twist back to the hallway, back to the right. And then open up the arms, left hand down, right arm up. Take one breath, and then with the upper arm, with the right arm, reach forward. As you complete that semicircle, you pivot the back heel down and lift the left arm up. Come to warrior two. Inhale, reverse the warrior. Exhale, side angle. And then dance the warrior. Go between reversing the warrior and side angle. Keep the legs really strong. Feel that you're creating an energy here. You're putting something out there in a world that's concrete, that's willful, that's mindful. What it looks like doesn't matter so much, but that you have this inner awareness of it. And take one more breath. And then we're gonna meet in plank, side plank, right arm comes up, and you come to the side plank that's appropriate for your level. So you could release the left knee down. Again, trace the breath. Try to be in harmony with the breath. On an inhale, the upper arm reaches forward, and as you exhale, you go plank and chaturanga. Upward facing dog, inhale. And downward facing dog, exhale. Inhale the left leg up, knee to nose. Inhale the leg up, and knee to nose. Inhale the leg up, knee to nose. Hold it and study how you create space. So you gotta use the right thigh, right? Then step the left foot forward, come on high, crescent lunge. Inhale, find the legs. Take a little time to make sure you anchor. Take a full inhale. And then hands to heart, right elbow, left knee. Open up the arms. Take the right hand on the inside of the left foot. And then root the right hand down.
Pivot all 10 toes over to the left.
Reach the arm back. And then dance the IT bend, stretch dance. Inhale, lift up and up. Exhale, sweep back. Inhale, lift up and up. Exhale, sweep back. Do it one more time. And those of you listening,
if you're lost, it's on YouTube.
Check it out. And then come
back, runner's lunge.
Grip with the legs. And then inhale back up to crescent lunge. Take one more breath. And
hands to heart, twist it over. Back to the left, the right elbow, left knee.
Inhale, open up the arms. See if you can find the motion with the breath. Inhale, and then exhale, upper arm goes down. Inhale, come up, warrior two. Reverse the warrior, inhale. Side angle, exhale, and you go at your own breath rhythm. Try to notice if your exhale is much faster than the inhale. That tends to be happening, so just then slow down that exhale. One trick for slowing down the exhale is to just kind of go like a snake for a little bit. Right? Next time you reverse that warrior, you go to plank pose and then side plank with the left arm comes up. Right knee could go down. See if you're still harmonious with your breath and your motion. Right? Steady breath. Ease in the mind. And then reach the arm forward. Exhale through plank and chaturanga. Upward facing dog, inhale. And downward facing dog. Ha. Recognize where you are physically, emotionally, with your thoughts. And just notice, is that still in harmony? Do you feel that creates harmony? Step or float to the top of the mat. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale to chair pose. Breathe. So we'll take chair with a reverse namaste behind you. And for some of you, it's like, oh, cool, I can do that. So you touch your palms behind you and then you pivot the fingers up. And then pull the chest open. And for others, like, yeah, that's, can I call, you know, the doctor right now? So that in case you don't do that, you would just grab opposite elbows. And you can still do a shoulder shrug and pull the chest up and the shoulders down and just sit a little bit lower down. Try to relax. Like, this is definitely a twisted, funky pose. Can you not fight it? Can you be kind? Maybe take a deeper breath. And then don't snap release the arms. Just slowly let them go and follow the inhale as you reach up. And bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Chaturanga, exhale. Upward dog. Inhale, downward dog, exhale. Inhale, right leg up like you've never done it before. Be curious, knee to nose, what are you doing? Inhale the leg up, knee to nose, do you feel what you're doing? Inhale the leg up, knee to nose, squeeze, and then step the foot through. Rise on up, crescent lunge. So we're going to repeat that motif we just did earlier. Hands to heart, left elbow, right knee, twisting. Open up the arms, inhale. Root down on the left side, pivot all 10 toes, IT bend, stretch. 3 times, inhale, lift up and up. Exhale, sweep back. Inhale, lift up and up. Exhale, sweep back. Inhale, lift up and out. Exhale, sweep back on this one. Runner's lunge, root the legs. Crescent lunge, inhale up. Hands to heart, twist to the right, left elbow, right knee. Inhale, open up the arms. And then see if you can cartwheel the hands to warrior two. So one arm forward, the other one up, pivoting the feet. Inhale, reverse the warrior. Exhale, side angle. Inhale, reverse the warrior. Exhale, side angle. Inhale, reverse the warrior. Exhale, side angle. Inhale, reverse the warrior. Exhale, one-legged plank. Right leg stays up. If that's too much, put the left knee down. Right, so inner harmony. The right leg, on the other hand, is really strong. I could sit on that right leg. And you're just really happy that you can be here and breathe. Try not to lock out the elbows. And then don't move your hip down nor up. So you stay in plank. Pull the right knee under your hip. Don't put it on the floor. Just pull it under. And then extend the right leg forward. Slightly look forward. Did I say forward back? Yeah, that would be like a real advanced trick. Right knee under the hip, and then extend it back. Inhale forward a little more. And right knee under the hip. In, extend it back. Let's pull the knee under the hip and now hold it there for 5, 4. Harmony. 2. On one, put the knee down. Lift the left leg up. Tuck the tailbone under. Reach the right arm forward. Extend, extend, extend. Tuck the tailbone and then elbow to knee. Curl the spine. Exhale. Inhale, extend. Exhale, squeeze. Inhale, extend. Exhale, squeeze. Inhale, extend. Hold. Tuck the tailbone under. And then bend the left knee. See if you can grab the left foot with the right hand. If that's not happening, that's okay. It doesn't have to happen. It doesn't have to happen. You can stay with the extension. It's just as fun. And then slowly extend the leg and the hand. Extend, extend, and extend. Keep the left leg up. Take the right hand down. And then pivot your hips open as you take the left hand up. So now the right leg is still floating and the left leg is still floating. The right knee is down. Breathe. Stay here, or some of you will grab the upper ankle with the upper hand and come into a little bow business. And others will go like, yeah, no, thank you. I'm perfectly happy. I'm super happy. And then bows slowly release. The foot that's associated with your straight leg that's in the air, put that on the floor. But the leg is still straight. So left leg is straight. Lift out of the right shoulder. See if you can pick up the right knee that was on the floor. And then some of you will kick that right leg out over. Some of you will just kind of like, you know, trying stuff out. Trying stuff out is good. And then I'll meet you back in three-legged dog, right leg to the sky, big breath in. Step it through warrior one. And warrior two. And reverse the warrior. And one-legged plank, right leg goes up. It's been such a long time since we've been here. It's good stuff. So this is where I might get a little confusing. And this is where I recognize that Jenna might need to film this and put it on YouTube. But we're going to do the best we can. We're in plank pose. The right leg is floating. We're going to shift forward. Put the left knee down. Shift forward. Put the chin down with a push-up. And then bend the right knee so you can tap the top of your head, which is not happening, but you're trying. And then come back to one-legged plank. Uh-huh. Shift forward. Chin down. Push-up. Tap, tap. One-legged plank. One more time because the prime numbers are better. And one-legged plank.
three-legged dog. Right leg goes up.
Step it through crescent lunge. Rising up. And then take the left arm under eagle. That should feel good because that stretches out the shoulder. Draw the forearm up. Maybe take the gaze up. And bow forward with the eagle. You want to challenge your balance. Close your eyes. You'll look back. Relax your neck. Super fun. Then grip, grip, grip with the legs. Inhale, come up with the eagle. Keep the eagle. And you might have to shorten the stand. Come and step or steps into the full eagle, left leg over. See if you can squat a little deeper down. And then breathe a little deeper. Airplane. It's okay if your airplane lands between now and its final destination. The only reason it's not okay if you decide to think that way. And then there's nothing I can do about that. Hands on the floor, standing split, left leg stays up. So much fun. Breathe, open up the hip, close the hip back down. Open up the hip and close the hip back down. Now open up the hip and here things get really exciting. You're gonna take the left arm up, and see if you can inflate into a half moon from here. So you gotta really use your core. And things might be kind of, you know, fun in a way, like when you're first starting to play a card game with your friend and you guys are all like chuckling, like, wow, we're really bad at this, but it's fun. That's okay. And that's the only way. And then forward fold. Separate the feet mat distance apart and sit on into a Malasana squat. And just in case if past 5 minutes wasn't totally peaceful in your head, see if you can return to peace. Right? And it's not that there's anything wrong with any of the emotions. Just gotta recognize them and then handle them responsively. Maybe you stay, maybe you go to crow and then tripod headstand. Eventually we'll meet in downward facing dog. Again, just study the mind, study the emotions, right? There's nothing good or bad. Sometimes what we project can be though, right? If you're angry at your boss, don't take it out on your dog kind of thing. There's nothing wrong with the initial feeling. So we'll meet in downward dog and see if you can come back to that equilibrium where you're steady. Can you bring the mind back to the steady breath? Maybe you gotta take a sigh. A couple of sighs helps. Inhale the left leg up, knee to nose. Inhale the leg up, knee to nose. Inhale the leg up, knee to nose. Squeeze, 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 and then step it through crescent lunge. Rise with your legs.
Reach up via the arms. Take a big breath. Hands to heart. Twist to the left. Right elbow, left knee. Open up the arms. Take the lower hand on the inside. And then pivot all 10 toes. IT bend stretch. Reach back. Inhale, lift up and up. Exhale, reach back. Inhale, lift up and up. Exhale, reach back. Inhale, lift up and out. One more. Exhale, back. Inhale, forward to crescent lunge. Rise on an inhale. Hands to heart, twist back to the left. On your inhale, open up the arms. And then sweep upper arm forward and down. Warrior two, cartwheeling the arms up. Reverse the warrior, inhale, and dance the warrior. Just go for it. Put an intention into the motion, intention into the fingers. And then come back to a one-legged plank with the left leg up. And now you're just so bubbly happy about this, you can't help it but smile. Shift forward, right knee goes down, chin down, push up, tap the top of the foot three times. Back to one-legged plank. And shift forward, bend the left knee, tap the foot, and one-legged plank. One more time for pure joy. And one-legged plank. And hold the one-legged plank. I'm pretty sure I got things out of order. Press back to three-legged dog. Step it through warrior one. But you'll be happy about this. You'll do the other part later. And warrior two. Mm-hmm. Reverse the warrior. Back to one-legged plank. Good stuff. That's because I was so full of joy, I forgot to focus. Right. Pull the left knee under the hip, but don't put it on the floor. And then back to one-legged plank. Pull it under the floor. And back to one-legged plank. Pull it under the floor and hold it for 5, 4, 3, 2, on one, put the knee down. Reach the right arm forward. Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm wrong. Put the right arm down. Reach the left arm forward. Lift the left right leg up. I'm hanging there, guys. I had to make it really complicated. Take a deep inhale. And then elbow to knee curl. Inhale, extend. And curl it. Inhale, extend. And curl. Inhale, extend, hold or grab upper hand, upper foot. Come into a little extension, right? Breathing. Notice if you're dumping into the elbow joint, bend it a little bit, right? And then slowly extend the leg, but keep it up. Reach the arm forward just for one more breath. And then place the left hand down, reach the right arm up to open up towards me and knee down side plank with the right leg straight and lifted. Breathe here. And then bend the upper knee, maybe grab the foot, maybe not. Either way, that's just fine. And slowly extend the leg. Now put the right foot down. The right leg is still straight. And you're going to find your power in a straight leg, the core, and the rooting shoulder to see if you can float the left knee up. And then if you can, extend the left leg underneath you for one of those twisted side plank businesses that we do. And then come back to three-legged dog, left leg to the sky. And step the foot through crescent lunge. I think I got most things in there. Breathe.
How about an eagle with the right arm under? Draw the elbow up and away, forearm up, steady breath. Bowing forward. Maybe you look back, maybe you close your eyes, maybe you're like, heck no, I can't quite do that and remain harmonious. I can't stay anchored that way. Use the legs, inhale the body upright, and then you might need to shorten up the stand to step into full eagle. Sit into the eagle, keep lifting elbow away from the chest, and if you can't get the arms into eagle, take forearm pressure pose, where you simply press the forearms and the palms together and extend forward. Mm-hmm. That's it. And that opens the rotator cuff the same way. Breathing. Try to relax the jaw, deepen the breath. And then airplane. It's again totally okay to have a little shaky flight. I just had one and that's okay. Right? But that didn't stop me from going for something tough. It's all right. Take one more breath and then take both hands down, standing splits. Hands on a block counts. Hands on a block is awesome. Rotate the hip open. Exhale, close it back down. Inhale, rotate the hip open. Exhale, close it back down. Inhale, rotate the hip open, and now slowly open up towards half moon. And maybe the only way you can get there is to completely take the pose apart, shake your butt out, maybe hit the butt cheeks a couple of times, and then come into your half moon, and that's okay too. That's a perfectly valid way of getting there. But you're staying with your practice, you're staying kind to yourself and loving. With the intention of causing harmony and peace. And then forward fold. One more malasana squat. So directing the mind. And then finding the intention. Finding the harmony. Your journey to downward dog. You can do any hocus pocus between A and B. Just make sure that it's something that suits you. So another crow, another headstand, maybe a forearm crow, and then a shooting back to a forearm plank. Right? But hopefully there is some steady breath along with it. And then we'll rendezvous in downward dog. Maybe take an exhale. Inhale the right leg up and step it through to half pigeon. Let's stretch out the glutes. They worked really hard in this sequence. So give them a little love. Feel the beautiful stretch you're creating in the body. Intention and direction with the breath. And intending on creating harmony. Right? Feeling sensations and breath.
Notice the little
possible changes the body is offering over time. See if you can respond to it by shifting a little bit, allowing further change to happen. Steady inhale and steady exhale. And then inhale the torso up. And we're going to swing the left leg forward and grab the back of the thighs and recline back. Take the right ankle across to the left thigh, keeping the left knee right above the hip. And then you're going to interlace, or actually support the base of your skull with the right hand, and then reach the left arm forward. Lift the head and the shoulder blades up. Okay. And on an inhale, extend the left foot forward, tap the toe to the floor. On the exhale, curl and reach. Inhale, lengthen, and exhale, curl. Inhale, lengthen, keep doing it. Exhale, curl. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, curl. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, curl. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, curl. One more. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, curl. And then release the head down, root the left foot down, and lift to bridge pose with the right leg in that cross position. Right? Now extend the right leg straight up to the sky. Keep the right leg extending as you exhale, and extend the right leg forward and release the hips almost to the floor. And then inhale, reach the leg up, lift the hips up. Exhale it forward, inhale it back up. Exhale it forward, inhale it back up. Exhale forward, inhale it back up. Exhale it forward, inhale it back up. Exhale it forward, inhale it back up, and hold for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
release the foot down, hug both knees in, take the left ankle across for a quick recline pigeon. Just the left ankle, because then you get that counter stretch.
And we won't stay there for long, just give it a good little stretchy so you get that tension out. One more breath here, and then come to happy baby. Breathe. Deep inhale. And deep exhale. Deep inhale. And deep exhale. Deep inhale. And deep exhale. Hug the knees to the chest. And rock and roll till you find yourself in a seated pose. Okay? And we're going to go for a Baddha Konasana. So that's a fancy word for getting the soles of the feet to touch. And then like a butterfly, the knees go out to the side. And you're going to grab with your hands to press the soles of the feet together. And if you're flexi, you can extend the chest forward and press the elbows into the thighs to forward fold. Okay. Try not to round. Okay. I'd rather have you completely upright. And just move maybe 5 degrees with the extension, then to round your spine.
Okay. And breathe.
Just watch the inhalation and the exhalation. see if you can stay with something that's uncomfortable a little longer. Not something that's painful, that's different, right? Just something that's uncomfortable. Can you breathe through it? One more breath cycle here. And then peel the chest upright and take the right leg back for pigeon on the left side. Finding your breath again. Just notice where the mind goes. Now that I'm not occupying you with a really hard flow where your mind stays a little more focused. Notice where you go. Right? Can you stay within the body, within the attention of the breath? Could the breath be deeper? Deep inhale, deep exhale. One more time, deep inhale, deep exhale. Inhale the torso up, swing the right leg forward, and then recline onto your back, taking the left ankle on top of the right thigh. Interlace or support your skull with the left hand, and then you can reach the right arm forward. Lift the head and the shoulder blades up. As you inhale, the right toe touches the floor, so the whole pose kind of expands. And then as you exhale, your core lifted to center. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale. 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 Inhale. Exhale. One more time. Inhale. Exhale. Set the head down. Root the right foot down. Lift the hips up. And then extend the left leg up. So it's okay if the knee is not straight, but there's an extension. There's a vivaciousness and an intention throughout that leg. And then extend the left leg so it hovers on the floor, off the floor. The hips lower down just a little bit. Inhale, press it back up. Exhale, extend. Inhale, press it up. Exhale, extend. Inhale, press up. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale.
Inhale. Exhale. Inhale, hold it up there just a little bit. And then release down, take the right ankle across for a reclined pigeon. It will feel good. If it feels good, you got the right leg across, right? Just stretch into it, breathe into it. Slowly release the legs, come back to happy baby. So that's a nice symmetrical pose. Maybe things starting to feel more symmetrical. Maybe not. That's okay. Steady inhale and steady exhale. One more time. Steady inhale and steady exhale. And then hug your knees to your chest, rock and roll up to a seat. And we're going to take a straddle forward extension because, you know, there's not so many of us that we couldn't do it in the front of the mat. But you can pivot if you want to. Keep the legs incredibly strong. So you straddle seated, find the sits bones, flex the ankles back. And then you can take hands kind of like a genie position, grabbing opposite biceps. Extend the chest forward, and you can only extend as much as your leg muscles can support. Again, you want to prevent the rounding. Rounding is not very happy for the low back. If you can't prevent the rounding, sit on a block or bend the knees a little bit. And don't allow yourself to have pain that's not, or even sensation at the back of the knee or at the sits bones, right? Those are the origins and the insertions of the muscles. You want to stretch the muscle. You don't want to pull the muscle away from the bone. So just steady, mild stretch. Sometimes I feel the back of my knee and pivoting the toes, changing the ankle of the rotation helps. Or narrowing down the seat also helps. So just find that place where you're not creating harm. Just a nice steady stretch. Three breath cycles. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. And then squeeze the legs. Inhale yourself up. Jiggle the legs to touch. And we're going to take Matsyasana fish. And I want you to feel the opposite. So you're going to zip up the legs so much in Matsyasana and then take the fingertips under the tush that when you go back, you kind of feel that counter pose, that you're finding center line and engagement of the inner thighs again. And then let's take a few lions, letting go. Ah, do a couple more if you got more. Ah, and release back down onto your mat. Hug your knees into your chest. So good. Roll a little bit. Move the arms out to a letter T. Keep the knees touching as you pivot the knees over to the right side. So spinal twist here. Take steady breath into this. And then keep the legs really zipped up as you change the twist over to the other side. So your low back is not taking a load. It's your core that's doing the motion. And then breathe. And bring it back to center. One more breath. And then let go. Shavasana. Surrender and be. But be aware of whatever is. Coming to that harmonious place where you recognize the thoughts and the emotions, and then finding a appropriate way to direct them. Love is not good. Love brings jealousy and comparisons. Self-absorption. And anger is not bad. It can make us be a little braver at times when we need to. You just have to find an appropriate and peaceful way to conduct it. Take a deep inhale. Slowly wiggle fingers and toes, and you can curl to right or left. Slowly press yourself up to a seat when you're ready, hands to heart. So the Buddha said, thought becomes the word. Word turns into action, and action builds character. So we truly build our words with words. Our universe is made up of our thoughts. Take a deep inhale. Thank you so much for practicing. Peace be with you. Namaste.
Wow. Read the blackboard. It's all there.